Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
A very happy new year to everyone. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 1st, 1942, Trent's plantation in St. James was bought by the Barbadian Progressive Society of Panama. The origins of what would become Trent's plantation could be traced back as far as 1627, the earliest year of Barbados's establishment as a colony. At that time, the area was referred to on contemporary maps as Fort's Plantation and Charles Fort, and was made up of several small farms about 10 to 20 acres in size. The highly lucrative sugar plantation economy was established in Barbados from the 1640s onwards, and as was the case throughout the rest of the island, the several small farms eventually consolidated into one larger farming unit of about 300 acres, the estate, under the management of a single owner. In the early years of settlement, laborers and owners lived near each other. However, archaeological evidence suggests that upon transitioning rapidly to a large plantation, the enslaved laborers lived away from the plantation house but resided in small settlements close to the important parts of the plantation's operations, for example, the mills and the factory. Over the years between the establishment of the plantation to the emancipation in 1834, the number of enslaved laborers on the plantation grew. By emancipation, these laborers moved even further away from the plantation house to establish a higher degree of physical independence, at least as much as an island as tiny as Barbados could allow, by renting small parcels of land on the fringes of the estate for residential purposes. Over the next 100 years, the freedmen and women, in various ways, asserted their natural rights to better themselves and aspired to social and economic conditions that, at the very least, would equal those of the white upper-class population in Barbados. One ambition was plantation ownership. As historian Dr. Henderson Carter tells us, owning the estate was seen as a symbol of wealth, power, and status. However, the ability to make the dream a reality only occurred between 1941 and 1943. At that time, the Barbados Progressive Society, a 6,000-member strong organization based in Panama, bought five large plantations, including Trent's, with 1,274 total acres of land for $252,960. According to historian Woodville Marshall, this move by Barbadian migrants in Panama to buy up the estates was an early demonstration of cooperative action by working-class Barbadians to achieve significant social status. At the time of the sale, there was great celebration at the Trent's Great House as the workers became landowners when they took charge of the estate. They ran the operations of the space for the next two decades and earned a considerable profit of about $122,340 when the Trent plantation was sold in 1970. The ownership of Trent's and other estates by the society was an encroachment into a sphere that was once monopolized by whites. Between 1945 and 1990, 70 estates with a collective area of 11,472 acres had been owned at one point or another by black Barbadians. This showed that since emancipation, members of this group, including those that had migrated from Barbados to Panama, had taken whatever steps they felt was necessary to improve their lot in life for themselves and their successors.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.